What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Facebook posted its earnings results last night, disclosing it faces a fine for as much as $5 billion related to a Federal Trade Commission investigation into its data privacy practices. $5 billion seems like a lot, but they've already parked $3 billion aside, right?
They imagine you know somebody that like constantly parks at fire hydrants in places that they're not allowed to park
Jerks.
And they do it because they set money aside to pay for all those tickets that keep coming.
Their parking fine fund.
That is basically what Facebook is doing here with about $3 billion.
Yeah.
Like they're expecting this massive record-setting fine from the FTC to arrive, and they've put aside that kind of money for it. Not, you know, we're gonna stop parking in places where we shouldn't be parking, but rather, oh, we have the money for it because obviously it didn't really make that much of a dent.
Yeah, keep in mind, in the first quarter, the company posted revenue of more than $15 billion, which is better than expected. And despite the fact that the controversies are taking a bite out of its profits, its revenue is still growing and the number of users are still growing. So,
and their stock went up, right, after they had announced this. It's just, I don't know what it would take for investors to sour on Facebook because everything that's happened doesn't seem to be the right thing, and yet the money keeps rising.
Advertisers are still locked in. Next week, we've got Facebook's F8 conference. Our own Queenie Wong laid out some of the big themes, including more of a focus on privacy, big surprise, messaging apps, as well as virtual reality. You think that any of that stuff's going to get through, or are we all just going to be talking about the privacy issues?
That's another thing that makes me think, you know, what will happen to, like, with their stock? Like, by switching to this new privacy model that they keep talking about, you know, it's going to be much harder to monetize based off of user data.
Yep.
It'll be much harder to moderate it also if every communication is encrypted end-to-end and private. So it's just...
Well, I don't think they're going as far as making everything end-to-end yet. I know they've talked
about... They're doing that for Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, but I know they're talking about, at least with some of the messaging apps, opening it up so things work together better, but I don't know if that necessarily means everything is going to be end-to-end encrypted.
It's supposed to be. They're working on it.
That's the vision, but I don't know if that's going to be the near-term thing. Mm-hmm. So next up, we've got a CNET scoop. We're first to report that Verizon is rolling out 5G into 20 new cities, and you check out the story for all the cities. More interestingly, they're launching the Galaxy S10 5G on May 16th. For a whopping $1,300 or $1,400 for the 512 gigabyte option.
Will the 5G speed be so fast that the screen falls off?
That's the fold. That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Wrong carrier, wrong device. We'll see. Keep in mind, beyond the price of the phone, you've got to pay $10 extra for 5G. So I don't know if it's really worth it.
I mean, like, how much faster could it really be? I mean, you know all about it.
A lot faster when you get 5G, but you can't get 5G pretty much anywhere except for a few spots, so...
This doesn't sound like it's worth it at all.
Yeah. All right, lastly, if you have a hacked Fire TV stick running streaming video, you may want to consider disconnecting it. Alfred, you're on the story. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so security researchers from the Digital Citizens Alliance and Dark Wolf Consulting had...
I love that name.
Yeah, it's very interesting. They had taken a look at the six most popular kinds of apps for these bootleg streaming sticks.
Yep.
So if you're not familiar with them, they're basically like modded Fire TV sticks or modded like Rokus that'll get in these like channels that... Oh, you can watch HBO and Netflix for free on things like this.
You have a catalog of streaming movies and TV shows, right?
Yeah, so they're filled with malware. The majority of them are, at least. In one case, when he plugged it in and connected it to his Wi-Fi network, it started like siphoning off all this data, like including his Wi-Fi password, and sending it to a server out in Indonesia.
Right.
And a lot of people don't think that, oh, I'm not installing anything on this. Like, I'm not installing any viruses on it, but, you know.
I think, that is the big concern, is that, like, most people think they're fine because it's just connected to your TV.
Yeah, it's not connected to a computer or anything like that with your bank account.
But that's not
the
case.
But, yeah, because it's connected to your same Wi-Fi network. Mm-hmm. So if your computer is also on that same Wi-Fi network, it can theoretically, like, siphon that kind of sensitive information off of it.
Beyond... just disconnecting, is there like any advice for folks?
I would recommend just not buying one in general. I mean, streaming options are so cheap already.
Right.
Do you really need to watch Game of Thrones that badly?
I mean, I do, but I actually legit pay for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Other people pay for it too with their data. It's just, two ways to pay for these kinds of things.
Right, right. Some of it just is your privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. All right, for more of these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for watching.